In speaking at an occasion organized by the U.S. Embassy in Juba on Tuesday, Vice President Hossein Abdelbaghi Akol said the United States is a longtime friend of the people of South Sudan. Akol says that friendship is facing some challenges.
The relation between our two friendly countries, that is U.S. and South Sudan, may have deteriorated, but we should never allow them to continue in the wrong direction. It is for this reason that His Excellency President Salva Kiir Mayardit, the President of Republic of South Sudan and Government of National Unity, have been making effort to reset and realize our relation with U.S. government and people so that we do not lose track of friendship.
Akol, who addressed the UN General Assembly last year, says he also met U.S. officials during his tour of Washington.
Upon the arrival, I brief His Excellency Salva Kiir Mayardit, the President of the Republic of South Sudan, fully on what our American friends expect of us based on our meetings in New York and Washington, D.C., and he started taking action immediately on some issues because he is willing to do whatever it takes to revive South Sudan-U.S. relations.
Michael J. Idler, the U.S. ambassador to South Sudan, says the Biden administration is committed to helping South Sudan become a successful democratic country.
My wish for the South Sudanese people is that they succeed through the achievement of peace commitments and actions beyond the end of the transitional period to establish a stable, prosperous, and peaceful democracy that is a partner of the United States and of all other fellow democracies. To echo Justice Marshall's words, may the South Sudanese people make it, protect it, and pass it on.
Akol says the role played by the United States, the United Kingdom, and Norway, which led to the signing of the 2018 peace agreement, is still fresh in the minds of the country's leaders.
It makes sense that you do not leave us now at crossroads before the completion of the implementation of the 2018 accord. We need your help to complete and the provision of the privatized peace agreement of the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan. South Sudan needs support in disarmament and in the upcoming 2024 general election.
Ambassador Adela says the Biden administration, through the United States Agency for International Development, invested over $1 billion last year in humanitarian assistance. He says the U.S. government will continue to donate money to avert humanitarian crisis in South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Manyang David Mayor in Juba.